Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
WTAW News Time, approaching 8:06. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County Commissioners have rescinded a contract with an Alabama company to do chemical mowing. But before the unanimous vote, there was more than 1 hour of continued public criticism of last December's spraying. The comments included not having an opportunity to speak out against the practice before it happened and the damage left behind by the chemicals. Commissioner Sammy Catalina was one of two members of the court whose property was sprayed, and he acknowledged that the out-of-state spraying crews did not skip roadsides that are maintained by property owners.
You're looking at somebody that does do their own ditches and their own trees and stuff, and mine got sprayed just like yours. Okay. But normally, that's what happens when the county, when we do all that spraying. We try to skip the people that say they take care of their own deals and don't want to be sprayed.
County Engineer Alan Munger says they have one saw to trim and cut trees down that were damaged or killed by the chemicals, as well as the ongoing drought. A second saw is being repaired. The AgriLife Extension Service is promoting their campaign, which aims to reduce drunk driving and alcohol-related fatalities. Watch Your Back, spelled BAC for blood alcohol content, is an education program about binge drinking and how consumption rates can impact intoxication. College Station Police Sergeant Jason Summers says choosing a designated driver beforehand is a reliable way to prevent alcohol from influencing decisions later.
The message is simple. If you drink and drive, you will go to jail. If you choose to drink, please plan ahead, designate a sober ride, or take one of the many public transportation systems that the county has to offer.
He says 1,100 Texas traffic fatalities in 2012 were related to alcohol. A Bryan couple who called police from a closet in their apartment reporting a burglary in process wound up going to jail. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a one-year-old girl was given to family members after the toddler's parents were believed to be under the influence of methamphetamine.
When officers responded, they got to the house. The doors and windows were secure, so that, you know, they were a little puzzled. But the caller was still on the phone saying that there was a suspect in their house trying to get into the room that they were in. So officers forced the door open to get in there to make sure, you know, that these people were safe. But when they got in there, they realized there was no intruder.
39-year-old Franklin Smith and 31-year-old Claire Killo were arrested for drug possession and child endangerment, which McKeithen says was related to narcotics being accessible to the toddler. A Bryan man has admitted to an armed robbery that took place a year and a half ago. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reported 24-year-old Quillian Davenport pleaded guilty this week to using a .22-caliber revolver to hold up a man walking along San Jacinto, west of Texas, in November 2012. Police found Davenport about 1 hour later when he was arrested following a foot chase. The gun was found with the help of a police dog. Davenport was sentenced to 17 years in prison and must serve at least half the time before becoming eligible for parole. A College Station policeman's suspicion was raised when he noticed the driver of a car going too quickly through a gated entrance of an apartment complex. That led to the arrest of the driver on 11 warrants. According to the arrest report, Alfonso Ponce intentionally misspelled his name and misrepresented his date of birth. Warrants against Ponce, who turns 18 today, includes engaging in organized criminal activity and jumping bail. WTAW News Time, 8:09, it's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. More news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
It's 8:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds today, they'll persist. There's the potential for an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. It'll be warm, and the humidity will be up 78 to 83 this afternoon. Lots of clouds tonight. We could get a shower. Overnight lows 65 to near 70. Tomorrow, a couple of showers and thunderstorms may pop up 75 to 80. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Partly sunny, not as warm Friday, a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so the mayor will join us. We'll play Jethro Trivia in just a little while, and I guess we'll ask her some questions since, you know, she'll be here. So, a pair of authors claim to have found the Holy Grail.
Oh,
yeah, I heard this.
Members of Monty Python are very upset. They say it is at a museum in Spain. Margarita Torres and Jose Manuel Otego del Rio found the jewel-encrusted goblet on display at the San Isidro Basilica in the northwestern Spanish city of León.
I saw Indiana Jones. It's a wooden cup.
See,
wooden
now,
chalice.
Yeah, we already know that.
See,
they chose poorly.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done. So, we'll see. I thought he left it at Betty White's house. I just
They said it was hiding in plain sight, that it's
yes.
been there since, or did you mention this?
No, no.
Since the 1100s, I think?
Yeah, yeah.
It's been there a while.
Very, very unusual. So, anyway, that'll be a story we'll hear in the days to come. All right, so what's your senior in high school doing? Want to compare him or her to Kwasi Enine, who is a senior at the William Floyd High School on Long Island?
No.
He is a first-generation American. His parents are nurses from Ghana. He scored 2,250 out of 2,400 on the SAT. That puts him in the 99th percentile. He ranked 11th in his class, okay, top 2%. And so he's gotten offers from Brown, Columbia, Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, and Penn. Every member of the Ivy League has offered this kid.
That is spectacular.
he has been accepted to all of them. By applying to all eight, he said, Kwasi Enine says, I figured it would better my chances of getting into one. Yeah.
Yeah, smart guy.
That's like a scholastic hat trick.
Yeah. Yeah. Or more.
Yeah.
Okay, he's male. Here are things that are going for him right now. He's male. Mm-hmm. The applicant pool is leaning female right now. He's taken 11 AP classes, okay? He volunteers, but he does have a life. He volunteers. He plays the viola. He is a shot putter, sings in the school's a cappella group. He's also been accepted to 3 SUNY campuses. Good luck on that, State College in New York. Oh, and his safety school is Duke.
Good grief.
I guarantee he doesn't have any friends, because anyone who gets near is just like, seriously? Yeah.
No. Look, he volunteers. He's in the a cappella group. He's
shot put and viola?
That's
not right. Share some with the rest of us.
That's really amazing. Anyway, so that's kind of a neat...
Overachiever.
Yeah, really. Oh, the American dream. Oh, you're going to play that card on us, are you? Exactly. From time to time, we have little nihilisms, and this morning we had a nihilism. I don't know if you heard it or not.
If you're happy and you know it, let your landscape show it.
I thought we were nihilists over here.
he once compared flower pots to tank tops.
What?
Yeah. No matter what you needed to encompass, there was a size that would fit whatever you needed. Yeah. Not his exact words, but pretty close. I mean, hey, there are garden giggles out there.
Nihilisms.
You need to be listed. Yeah, 6:50 every morning during the week.
If you're happy and you know it, let your landscape show it.
You can hear him smile. He's so proud of himself.
Yeah, he is. No, he is. He's happy. He says, I made this one up. I'm going to use it. That's for sure. All right, so when should you buy your next plane ticket? According to the new fare study from HOPA.com, the travel information website. Oh, that's not the HOPA, the TV thing. It's another one. That's what I thought it was. Thursday is the best day to book, both domestic and international tickets. But keep in mind that it won't save you much. There's just a $10 difference between the best day to book and the worst day to book, which is Saturday, by the way, for domestic tickets.
And that's for whatever day you fly?
Yeah.
It's just when you buy the ticket?
Well, no, we've got more information there in just a minute.
Okay.
We do,
right.
Yep. So, for international flights, there's a $25 difference, and the worst day to book international is Sunday. Now, the best day to depart is Wednesday, both domestically and internationally. The worst day is Sunday for both types of travel. The best day to return home would be Tuesday for your domestic flights, and Wednesday for international. The worst day to return home is Friday in both cases. Another study from earlier this month found that on average, you'll get the cheapest fare if you book 54 days in advance of your flight.
I'd kind of always use 60 days whenever possible, but 54 days. More importantly, the best window for cheaper tickets is between 29 and 140 days prior to your departure. And an expert suggests that you monitor the prices during the period to get a sense of the market and then grab a good fare when you see one. Now, I hear what that expert is saying, but I believe the way the algorithms work now, that is not a good thing to do. I believe that the more you search a certain route, the higher the ticket price goes to a point.
Oh, really?
I think so. Well,
like they're watching?
Of course. If they're watching, they know that you have interest. Now, I know that they do that kind of stuff for hotels. I know they do it for hotels. And maybe airline flights are a little bit different because you may have some sort of a different competitive picture. But, yeah, it's not smart to go, oh, gosh, I think I'd like to go to Chattanooga. And so you start checking out hotels in Chattanooga. Well, slowly but surely, those deals start to fall off the edges and you end up because then they understand if you go in there and search three or four times, that means, hey, you've got to be there. And so since you've got to be there, there's no reason for us to give you a deal.
So you got to play hard to get then.
Well, something like that. And I think that's probably just the way things happen to be now. They're smart enough that they got us figured out.
Doesn't take a whole lot for some people.
It's also true. Don't mess with Ashley Judd in March. Now, you know Ashley is a big, big fan of the Kentucky Wildcats. I mean, she really is. She is so serious about her college basketball, she tells Us Weekly, there is no socializing, there is no visiting. You are only invited to my house if you are a serious basketball fan during this time of year. So,
jeez.
I'm just saying, that's it.
People in Kentucky take it to a whole other level.
Well, what else could they be proud of besides that and bourbon? You know what I'm saying?
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Busy week this week for the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, and Mary is here today to have the rundown. So tell me what we've got going on between now and the end of the weekend.
Oh boy, lots of fun, wonderful stuff, and all to benefit the Brazos Valley Symphony. The premier market is this week, and we're starting out with a sneak peek. This is where, if you sign up for it, Thursday night from 5:30 to 8:30, Sterling Auto Group is hosting it and sponsoring it. You can be the first to get to shop the premier market. And boy, there's champagne and hors d'oeuvres and door prizes and just all sorts of fun things that night.
And that's going on 5:30 till 8:30, right?
Right.
Okay. And then you've got the one-day shopping on April the 4th from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. Tell me about that. Now, this is at the sneak preview, do you get to make purchases first?
Oh, boy, I do.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you're the very first to get to pick the things that the vendors have.
Okay.
You know, that is the whole reason for it, is that exclusive shopping time just for those at the sneak peek.
Now, that day one shopping, that's a $5 admission. But then, as you mentioned, something else that's new, and that's girls' night.
Absolutely. On Friday night, from 5:30 to 8, mm-hmm. We're wanting all the girls to come out, and it's going to be a wonderful night with fashion show. It starts at 5:30, goes to 8. Fashion show, eats, shopping, of course, and just fun. We've got lots of big groups of ladies that are getting together and coming already, and it'll be fun. There'll be waiters that will be handing out the food.
Oh, very nice. I know you want to mention that's sponsored by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. And then day two is your shopping nirvana, and that starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, huh?
Absolutely. So 2 days of shopping, both Friday and Saturday, and it's just a $5 admission charge. And if you go to the sneak peek party, you get in both of those days free. But it's going to be vendors everywhere. We are completely filled at the Expo Center.
Great, great. Well, it's going to be fun. And again, goes to a good cause. That's the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, which we've mentioned before. More than just performances, there's a lot of outreach that y'all do in the communities.
Absolutely. Each year we do children's concerts to approximately 4,000 fourth and fifth graders throughout the Brazos Valley. and they look forward to it every year. And then we send groups of our symphony, called the Symphony Goes to School, into the schools in the Brazos Valley so they can touch the instruments and talk to the musicians and do all that. And, of course, we do the free concert at the at the 4th of July, and all this helps make those things possible. So it's very important. We hope you'll come out and support us by having a great time and getting to shop everything from jewelry to there's things for men, ironwork, there's engraving, there's you name it, we got it. Even there's designer pet stuff.
Oh, man, there you go. That's it. Well, again, it's one of the things that fills out the culture in our community. It's coming up starting Thursday at the Sterling Auto Group, and then the party itself, and then the viewings that go on at the Expo Center.
And Scott, just also to mention, besides Sterling Auto Group and the Brazos Valley Flooring Design and FedStar, the Matthews Group has been so gracious to do all of our graphics for us. So thank you to all of our sponsors.
And if they want some more information, they can go to the website.
Absolutely, bvso.org.
All right, there you go. Enjoy the time. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Scott.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
822 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Nancy Berry here, the Mayor of College Station. How are you this morning?
I'm terrific. Okay. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome, because I know that you've had your Jethro trivia. You know, I don't remember the last time we even played Jethro trivia.
We did, and I didn't come out too well.
Okay. You know, what's always great is there's always another day.
That's what I look forward to.
Unlike the NCAA Final Four, there's not another day for some of those people, but there's always another day for Jethro trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play, so here we go. Change starts with an individual, one man or woman brave enough to stand up for what they believe in, which is of the story of this person standing alone to fight for the good fight. Was it A, a man who played Justin Bieber's songs nonstop outside the Capitol building in order to get him deported? B, a man who briefly handcuffed himself to a highway rest stop to prevent the demolition because it was special to him? C, somebody who wore a meat suit to the office to protect the rampant veganism that was going on, or D, a guy dressed as a chicken and ending up with a case of chicken lice to protest chicken conditions. Okay? Once again, was it A, a man who played Justin Bieber songs nonstop in front of the Capitol to get him deported? B, a man who briefly handcuffed himself to a highway rest stop to prevent it from being demolished? C, somebody who wore a meat suit to protest rampant veganism? Or D, a guy dressing as a chicken to end a case of chicken lice and getting a case of chicken lice to protest chicken conditions? Zach, among that very eclectic group, what will you come up with?
I really want to do A, because that's something that I would probably do.
Okay, the Justin Bieber thing, yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's D, but let's go with A.
Going with A. All right, Patrick?
B, the rest stop.
B, the rest stop. Lady Mayor?
B, the rest stop.
It is the rest stop, as a matter of fact. A man briefly handcuffed himself to a highway rest stop. Mahatma Gandhi walked 240 miles. He wasn't the guy who did it. He walked 240 miles to protest the salt tax in India. Nelson Mandela, 27 years in prison. Kevin Walters, a 21-year-old man who spent 10 minutes chained to the doors of a highway rest stop to protest its demolition.
Why was it special to him?
I believe
parents conceived him there.
That's what it was. After a Phil Collins concert. That's exactly right.
Oh,
so,
man.
Okay. All right.
You know,
go.
Famous birthplaces.
Yeah.
In his mind.
That's it. Yeah. So you got to go with the next best thing. All right. So anyway, welcome in. Let's talk first of all about maybe not the most positive thing that happened. We found out that things are not on track as far as the Gundler facility. Now that's a situation that obviously can be talked about from many standpoints. As a city wanting to provide something for a potential employer, and again, not to say that this is going to go badly. It's just a rough spot right now. Talk a little bit about development and the things that are out there that you do have to do to hope that it goes well.
Well, you need to vet the people. You need to make sure their financials are in order. And they had a $30 million loan from a local bank, and you would I would have assumed that they were completely vetted because they wouldn't want to loan $30 million.
Right.
But going forward, I'd like to have deeper discussions with the RVP board and exactly what is the process in place to vet these companies so we don't end up, you know, with another situation. I mean, it's unfortunate. You don't always bat 1,000 in these situations, but you'd like to get close.
Yeah, you would. I mean, this is not at all like the bus company that went belly up. We've seen some really bad scenarios out of this situation. I guess the one thing you want to say is that you're glad that you can be in a place where there are people who do want to come.
Absolutely.
And I think that this one, even if Gundler is not the end result of this work, what Brian has done and what's gone on up in their park with the railhead that's gone in there, and also that they have a usable building, there certainly are some opportunities still.
Absolutely, and you hope that it turns out for the best. But City of Brian hasn't lost any money on this. They sold the land at a profit.
Sure.
They may have given them some incentives to locate there, but they're not out any money.
Sure.
And the people that are hanging on are the banks.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and development is important, and, you know, there are lots of opportunities in College Station. One of them that kind of like for you to speak to is really almost literally across the street from us, the Lintec building.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently is the spot where we may see a Blinn moving in. So I'd like to get your thoughts there.
Well, whether there's a second Blinn campus in College Station or in Bryan, we'll be happy for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're enormously important to the students who seek a two-year degree to move on to a four-year institution. They have a wonderful workforce development program, so you can get a certificate and a number of things and be well qualified for a lot of local jobs. So it appears that the old Westinghouse, the Lintec, is a top consideration for an immediate location. But if they are, then the city's going to do everything they can to work with Blinn and the Raintree neighborhood and to make sure it goes smoothly.
Yeah, I would like that. Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station, joining us this morning. Council took action on a solicitation ordinance. You know, this is solicitation is an odd science. It's interesting to me that there's not enough shared information, in my opinion, between cities and counties and areas where these people move through, because they do. They come through in waves, and certainly they'll hit some neighborhoods in cities and others that they won't. But tell me a little bit about what y'all have tried to put in place so that the citizenry can feel a little more comfortable.
Well, first of all, it's going to be handled by the police department, so that's great. An applicant is going to have to come in, get a photo ID, and wear the photo ID when they're soliciting. If you have a neighborhood that has a no solicitation sign, that's not going to keep them out. But if you have a no solicitation plaque or banner or stick on your front door, they should not be coming to you at all. But if they have 20 people that are going to come, each one of those 20 people has to get an ID, picture ID, and the police department's going to run a background check. And so if you have any criminal activity on your past or sex offender, you're not going to be able to go out. And all residents should demand to see the individual permit, because it's going to be a picture ID, and if the picture doesn't match the face on the person who's going, you can call the police and say, there's solicitors in my neighborhood, and they need to be removed.
Right. Is there a possibility that, I mean, I'm just kind of rolling this out here, and I don't know what the background is. The badge itself will be generated by the city, is that right?
Correct, by the police department.
Okay, and then how's that paid for?
I think there's a $50 fee.
Okay, all right.
That's good for 3 days.
Is there a possibility then that the dates that those are going to be enforced will be on that badge as well, that it says they're only good from April 2nd through April the 5th, 2014? Will that be on there, do you know?
I think so, but I'm not sure. Okay.
And the other question I had was, I know that, as I understood the ordinance, that it allowed people to be soliciting till 30 minutes past sunset. Well, you know, that's dark. I don't know that people want that necessarily. Can you tell me some justification there?
Well, we talked about maybe 30 minutes before sunset, but, you know, when is sunset? You know, and so once the sun sets and it's dark. It's time for them to leave the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I hope it works, and it sounds like part of what you're trying to do is make it difficult for these people to come in and operate legally, and if that's the case, they go someplace else.
Yes. I mean, if they're coming in legally, there's no problem.
Sure. And well, talk about a little bit about the comprehensive plan checkup we had.
Yeah, last week we had over 100 people at the College Station Middle School come, and they engaged in conversation with staff, and I believe all the council members were there at one time or another, mm-hmm. and we talked to the individuals, and they had a lot of options that were given, and we got great feedback, and that's terrific. Mm-hmm. You know, and there were people that wanted something and other people who wanted something else, but we got a broad spectrum. I mean, they're interested in neighborhood integrity. They're interested in traffic flow, and those are certainly things we need to be looking at.
Yeah, that's well, any other strong takeaways from there, or where do you go with this information now that you've gotten that?
Well, staff will compile those results because people got to put stickers on what they thought was important.
I see.
And so, you know, by a tally of votes. And then we had an online survey that we've had more than 300 people, you know, make comments. So we think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So staff's going to compile these recommendations, and there's a subcommittee of three of us on council and three from P&Z, and that's myself, Julie Schultz, and Blanche Brick from council, and Bo Miles, Jane Key, and Jody Warner from P&Z. And so we are actually going to have our first meeting this morning to distill this information and make recommendations to planning staff, and eventually it'll come back later this spring for council to adopt it.
Sure. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
Yeah, I do want to give a shout out to a couple of our city employees that have been recognized for service. And this is thank you notes that we've gotten from the individuals. Most people say just thank you at the time, but don't
right.
go. Jennifer Grizel of Animal Control bravely removed a raccoon from a citizen's house.
Okay. That would be brave.
It would be. And then firefighters and EMS specialist Chris Rohrbach and Patrick Matina led efforts to take care of a four-year-old boy who fell and broke his nose. Mm. And the boy's grandmother said they did a remarkable job of keeping him calm and you know, since he was a scared little boy.
I'm sure.
And all things considered. And then municipal Deputy Municipal Clerk Desiree Vargas actually received kudos from someone who came in to just pay a ticket. And I want to read you the note. I just wanted to thank you for your professionalism. Paying a ticket is never pleasant for anyone, yet I found myself leaving the municipal court with a smile on my face because of your pleasantries. Thank you for what you do. God bless.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty remarkable when you go to pay a ticket because you're not happy.
No, you're not. That's for sure. So, attaboys in the city of College Station. There you go. Mayor Nancy Berry joining us this morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Always a pleasure.
We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A traffic advisory from the Bryan Streets Department. They say they'll have the 500 block of Hutchins closed between East 29th and East 30th for asphalt repair. Brazos County commissioners heard from more than a dozen rural and suburban property owners critical of using chemicals last December to take out weeds and brush. It was the second straight week commissioners heard that trees and wildflowers were wiped out and the chemicals threatened livestock and wildlife. After hearing the audience for more than 1 hour, commissioners unanimously ended the chemical mowing contract. County engineer Alan Munger says 80 miles of roadside were sprayed last December.
We did not spray the entire ridewood. We sprayed from the edge of the road to the center of the ditch, the back slope of it. That was the intent. If the operator did more than that, then he did more than I asked him to do.
County Judge Dwayne Peters, who told the audience his land was hit, said the spraying was in part responding to the dangers caused by increasing oil field traffic.
I happened to live on Hardy Weedon. It got sprayed too. I didn't like the looks of it. I mean, I'm like most of y'all, I grew up out there. I mean, I've seen it that way for years. I can tell you though, driving it now, they've already sawed off the dead limbs on that road. And as I drive and go around curves and all, I can see better.
Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman also told the audience county employees will continue to use chemicals for limited purposes as they have for years. Bryan police responding to a burglary in progress resulted in arresting those who reported the break-in for drug possession and child endangerment. Officer Kelly McKeithen says those who responded to the call at an apartment on West Villa Maria had to force their way inside.
Our standard procedure is to make sure that there is nobody else in the house, so we search the house for anybody hiding in, you know, closets or under beds or anything like that. And during that protective sweep of that house, they did see that there was narcotics in plain view and were accessible to the child. And it turned out that the two adults in the house did appear to be under the influence of some of those narcotics.
The arrests were made after finding 31-year-old Claire Killo and 39-year-old Franklin Smith hiding in a closet. Their 1-year-old daughter, who was also in the closet, was turned over to family members. A College Station man driving into the Bryan Justice Center for a court appearance instead landed in jail. 20-year-old Kyle Hooter was arrested for driving with an invalid license following 3 prior convictions for the same offense. According to the arrest report, Hooter's license was suspended nearly 3 years ago, and since then, there have been 13 enforcement actions in addition to the convictions. According to jail records, Hooter was held for 3 hours before he was released on a $2,000 bond. A Bryan man jailed since his arrest for an aggravated robbery in November 2012 has entered a plea agreement. The 17-year prison sentence for 24-year-old Quillian Davenport will include time served. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office says half the time will have to be served before Davenport becomes eligible for parole. Previously convicted of 5 misdemeanors, Davenport admitted to using a .22-caliber revolver to hold up a man walking home from a North Bryan convenience store. A police dog found the gun while officers ran down Davenport about 1 hour after the robbery. About 40% of annual traffic fatalities in Texas are related to alcohol. College Station Police Sergeant Jason Summers says even though education about drinking and driving is widely available, people still risk arrest or death by driving drunk.
I do firmly believe that everybody hears the message and everybody knows what the right thing to do is. Unfortunately, it gets lost somewhere, and I don't have an answer for that.
Watch Your Back, or Blood Alcohol Content, is an AgriLife Extension program funded by TxDOT that provides educational resources about risks related to drunk driving and binge drinking. Summers, who's on the DWI advisory group for the program, says designated drivers, taxis, and other ride programs are increasingly popular options being used by the public.
We run into that, and it pleases us as a law enforcement agency to see people taking those steps to keep themselves out of trouble and keep everybody else safe.
Summers says securing a designated driver or safe ride before drinking reduces the opportunity to allow alcohol to influence decisions. An elderly woman in Houston, area homeowner, noticed bees were buzzing around her in her home. Walter Schumacher with Central Texas Bee Rescue says he found a 2-story honeycomb inside the spring house.
Well, it's the tallest hive I've ever seen in my life. I've seen bigger beehives, but I've never seen one that is about 20 feet tall.
He thinks it's been growing for 15 years at a rate of about a foot and a half a year, and that the 500,000 bees are being relocated to Houston. WTAW News time is 8:39 at 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Prince Irrigation. We'll have more news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 4th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun, it's free, and kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Do game day right. With LG, it's all possible. LG offers everything you need to do game day right. TVs that offer lifelike picture quality, brilliant colors, and exceptional clarity. And appliances turn chore time into your time. Rely on the LG Appliance Team. LG Turbo Wash and Door-in-Door Refrigerator to help you get things done so you have time to enjoy life's good moments. Come check out the latest in LG innovations at your local Best Buy or online at bestbuy.com/LG.
Here's the pitch. Hit this pretty good to right field, and I am going to say big fly. Cole Lankford, and he is second home run of the season, and the Aggies just went up 4-2. That Cole Lankford home run was one of the highlights last night for Texas A&M as they took on the University of Houston at Bluebell Park in our longest game of the year. Went 4 hours and 12 minutes, but the home run would not be enough. Houston wins it by a final score of 10-8. Houston had 10 runs, 17 hits, and 5 errors in the game. Aggies had 8 runs, 14 hits, no errors, and stranded 13. The winning pitcher in relief was Maxwell. He's 2-0. Schlotman takes the loss for the Aggies. He's now 0-1. The time of the game, again, 4 hours and 12 minutes. Our attendance, a good Tuesday night crowd at 4,707. The Aggies now will see the record go to 18-12 after 30 games. Up next for Texas A&M, we've got Alabama coming in here on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That first pitch on Friday night will be at 6:35. Our broadcast on the radio network will start at 6. We'll follow that with a Saturday game at 2:05 and then a Sunday game at 1:05. Final again last night, Houston 10, Texas A&M 8. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves a 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Today, Apple has heard the complaints of parents and they're ready to refund your money. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. If you're running a small business, you can't operate at anything less than full speed. That's why you need the world's fastest two-sided inkjet printer, the Epson Workforce Pro. I've got a Workforce Pro in my office here at the Kim Commando Show, and let me tell you, I just love it. This thing is more than just fast. It's amazingly fast. But that's just half the story. You see, Epson also knows that, just like me, you run a tight ship. So the Workforce Pro is budget-friendly, too. To start, the ink is an incredible value. You can save on ink up to 50% versus color laser. But the ink isn't the only place you'll save. Since the Workforce Pro zips out two-sided prints, you can also cut back on paper costs, again, up to 50%. And that's a good deal for Mother Nature, too. Less paper means you're saving those trees, my friends. So do what I did. Put your small business into overdrive and save money, too, with the incredibly fast Epson Workforce Pro. Epson, it's built to perform. The incredibly successful game Candy Crush wasn't the first one to come up with the gimmick of charging players just a few bucks here and there to extend the game or provide tools to give players an edge. The idea originated with children's game apps. There are endless stories of moms and dads giving their iPhones to a young child to play a game. When the child was presented with a game option costing anywhere from a dollar to as much as $50, naturally, the child pushed the yes button, and some parents would see bills totaling in the hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars. Naturally, a class action lawsuit was launched, and last week, as part of the settlement with regulators, Apple is finally offering refunds. You can read about how easy it is to get your refund and also how to reset your iPhone to keep any more unauthorized purchases off your bill, plus all the latest breaking news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Yes, we're still here. Yes, we are. We just had a lot of things to do. Lots of visitors today.
Very, very busy today.
Yeah, that's it. All right, here's our weather, and it's brought to you this morning. The folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. It's going to be an okay day today. Look for a high temperature about 84 degrees, 70 to 9. By the way, 84 but breezy. I'm talking maybe up to 30 miles an hour, so be aware of that. And then we'll be at about 70 for tonight, 82 for tomorrow, and then slowly but surely it cools down a little bit, 72 on, looks like, Friday, Saturday, and 68 on Sunday. So should all be very pleasant, especially if you want to do some working outside or things like that. Hello?
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are y'all?
Wonderful.
That's awesome. Hey, y'all were talking earlier about ways to save on travel.
Yes.
And something I've found that works pretty well at these hotels is you go on Expedia or Orbitz and find a hotel room you want, but don't buy it yet, but walk into the hotel lobby, say, hey, I found us an Orbitz for, you know, $100 or whatever it is. And they usually come in about, you know, they give it to you for as much as $25 or $30 cheaper.
Yeah, wow, good idea.
They only see less than half of that money from, like, Orbitz.
Yeah, sure. Huh. No, that's good. I understand. Thank you. I appreciate that. Be a smart consumer, right? Yeah, be a smart consumer. Well, a very drunk priest hit the unholy trinity.
Whoa.
Hey! Yeah, police officers arresting him for being drunk driving. Noticed that he was also carrying some marijuana in his sweatshirt. And he had a pistol in his backpack. So there's the trifecta,
man,
for you. Father Sean Thompson, a University of Alaska Fairbanks parish priest, got pulled over last week when a trooper noticed his truck weaving, crossing the center line, and actually doing 79 into 65. When the officer asked for his license and registration, the priest pretty much blew a .247 BAC. That'd be three times the limit.
Yeah. Jeez.
Asked if he had any weapons. He said, well, he had that .357 in his backpack, but he didn't mention the 9mm that he had in his backpack or the bag of pot that he had in the pocket of his hoodie. Later admitted officers he was drunk and refused to submit to a second, more accurate BAC. He said, I'm drunk and I know it. There.
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
Man, I'm guessing so. Filled with some kind of spirit. That's for sure. Teenager in Georgia has been charged for spending $25,000 that wasn't his. The Madison County Sheriff, it's in Tennessee, not the Madison County here. In Georgia, not the Madison County here. The Madison County Sheriff's Department says 18-year-old Stephen Fields spent the cash after a bank teller accidentally deposited a check for approximately $31,000 in the wrong account. Authorities say the money was spent on a car and fast food. Excuse me. He spent $25,000. I'm guessing not equally divided between car and fast food, right? Thinking that the car probably cost a little bit more than the fast food did, but nonetheless. Anyhow, so he's done that, and he's been charged with theft by taking. That's what that's called, theft by taking. Apparently he told the police he wasn't going to be able to pay the money back. No, I guess probably not. That's for sure. But again, lesson learned. Our education always continues even long after we're not in school.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. residential or commercial plumbing needs. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
So many great reasons for you to be part of the Suddenlink family. You get free access to Suddenlink to go. There's live local customer service to keep you online all the time. And you know, Suddenlink's total home is ready for you to be able to connect you, your entire family, and in ways that you never have been able to before. It includes TiVo Any Room, DVR, there's a TiVo Stream, free HD, Wi-Fi at home, unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling with phones, and Suddenlink Safeguard, just to mention some of the things. You can get Suddenlink SL200 HDTV, 15-meg internet, and home phone for only $30 per month per service when you bundle. And you always get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back, we promise guarantee, and there are never any contracts. So don't be dish-appointed with your satellite. Let Suddenlink make the solutions happen for you. There'll be a video on demand, of course, coming up in April. We'll let you know what those are as the month goes by, and, of course, pay-per-view events as well. But just know this, that you end up getting pay-per-view events live, and then some of the releases you get 28 days before Netflix and Redbox. So call 1-800-915-1866, or it's easier than ever to sign up at their website. That's suddenlink.com.
There's big news at Subway Restaurants, announcing the $5.75 Fresh Value Meal of the Day. Now, every day, 7 days a week, you can enjoy a regular 6-inch sub, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for just $5.75. So pick out your favorite sub. Turkey breast and Black Forest ham on Monday, Italian BMT on Thursday, or tuna on Friday. The Fresh Value Meal of the Day, just $5.75 every day of the week. Subway, eat fresh. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Additional charge for extras, plus tax when applicable. Excludes premium and supreme sub. See store for details.
Nobody does steak and cheese like Subway. Stop by today for a tasty trio of steak subs that covers the full spectrum of flavor. Our Hunger Bustin' Steak and Bacon Melt is always a classic. Or kick it up a notch with the Chipotle Steak and Cheese. And if you want to bring the heat, try the Sriracha Steak Melt. Each member of this toasty trio is topped with melty cheese on your choice of freshly baked bread. Treat your taste buds at Subway today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
About 6 till, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Caller wanted to make sure that we knew that when the priest woke up, it was a spiritual awakening, too. Story writes itself. I mean, it's just that easy. So Anderson Cooper says that he will not be inheriting any money from Mama. That's Gloria Vanderbilt. She's worth about $200 million. The CNN host said his 90-year-old mama's already informed him he will not inherit any of her wealth when she dies. And the New York Post says Anderson, okay with that. Who's inherited a lot of money that's gone on to do things in their own life, he said. Okay. Of course, he's making like $11 million a year in CNN, okay? Lives in a converted firehouse in Greenwich Village.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and also has an estate in the Hamptons. So it's not like You know, he's scraping along.
Yeah.
Last November, he signed a contract extension, keeps him at CNN through the 2016 presidential election.
So he's kind of like Ghostbusters in a way. If he's
Living in a firehouse. Exactly. That's exactly
right.
He's
got a polity.
I don't know if that works or not. You know, I'm not sure. Activewear mega brand Under Armour previewing its fall line, which has inspired some gym selfies. Reps from Under Armour told Rack.com that they're rolling out coordinating shorts and bra tops with the same merchandising mindset that usually reserved for lingerie and bikinis. This is all about sweat bottoms with built-in exposed underwear. All right.
Interesting.
Fine. Well, whatever. I guess, you know, if it works. Yesterday, you know, we talked about some woman, who had spent $25,000 on plastic surgery to look more like Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, and I saw a picture of her, too.
She's from Texas.
No, I missed that.
Yeah, it just says a 30-year-old Texas woman. I got that story today. We're talking nose job, fat grafts on her Botox and cheeks, liposuction.
And she said she already, people told her she already looked like her. She just wanted to look more like her.
I don't see it. I saw a picture of her and...
She's not going to want to hear that. She's not going to want to hear that.
And it says she's like a single mom and really? She works. She doesn't have a really prestigious job or anything.
So how does she afford that?
I don't know.
Obamacare?
Yeah,
that must be it. Golly. All right. We'll see how that works out. Tattoo fans, you'll be glad to know that Spike TV has renewed Ink Master for a fifth season. 16 one-hour episodes, which will debut this fall. The show pulls about 1.7 million viewers every time it's out there.
I don't watch it religiously, but I enjoy it when I catch it.
Do you?
It. Yeah,
What is it that you enjoy about it?
Well, that's the one with, who was the guy dating Carmen Electra? Some rocker guy. Dave Navarro.
Oh, okay.
Right. But anyway, yeah, no, it's good because a lot of times they have challenges like most reality shows.
Okay.
And some of the best ones are, and there's even a completely different show about this, but fixing bad tattoos.
Oh!
And they do incredible work. Just they do a completely new design, but it's usually just this ugly mugshot of a family member that died or something.
Oh,
some unfortunate thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, then they have to fix it because the teeth are all wrong.
Okay, there you go. The inductors for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2014 have been revealed. Bruce Springsteen will do the honors for his own group, the E Street Band, and of course they'll perform. Glenn Frey of the Eagles, who was in Linda Ronstadt's backup band in the early days, will induct Linda. And there'll be songs performed by Stevie Nicks and Carrie Underwood. She cannot be there. She has Parkinson's disease, and it's difficult for her to travel. Michael Stipe of REM will welcome Nirvana. Peter Gabriel will be inducted by Coldplay's Chris Martin. Rage Against the Machine guitarist Tom Morello will do the honors for Kiss. And so no word yet on who will induct Cat Stevens, but that's what you got. And just so you know that we've got enough money in our U.S. government that we can collect dirt, that's exactly what we're doing. The United States government is now collecting not only phone records, but they're collecting literal dirt. Not the dirt on us, but dirt. Clumps of dirt are being archived from places like the Texas Panhandle, a fruit grove in West Virginia, cornfield in Kansas, and thousands of other locations. Researchers have spent the past 3 years scooping up samples, placing them in plastic bags. Scientists plan to use the soil to build a better understanding of climate change.
Yeah. Okay.
To help farmers grow better crops and to solve crimes. Now, I don't think farmers are solving crimes. Okay, they're helping. Okay, I got you. All right, now, either of you guys fans of How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what happened?
It ended.
I know, but I understand people were really not happy.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. If you don't want it spoiled, because I have to DVR stuff because I go to bed early. But
all right. Okay.
I've seen it.
All right. Well, we'll wait a week and talk about it,
if you want.
Okay, go ahead. Sure.
Well, there were two. Suffice it to say, there were essentially two endings.
Really?
Yeah, and they put them both. A lot of people complain because they spent the whole season. They took, 22 hours of a wedding and spread it out over, a 24-hour wedding, spread it over 22 episodes.
Okay.
And then in this last episode, they went 26 years.
What?
Or something.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, in the final one-hour episode, they went through.